Joel chapter 3, verses 16 to 21. But the Lord will be a refuge for his people, a stronghold for the people of Israel. Then you will know that I, the Lord your God, dwell in Zion, my holy hill. Jerusalem will be holy. Never again will foreigners invade her. In that day, the mountains will drip new wine, and the hills will flow with milk. All the ravines of Judah will run with water. A fountain will flow out of the Lord's house and will water the valley of Acacias. But Egypt will be desolate, Edom a desert waste, because of violence done to the people of Judah, in whose land they shed innocent blood. Judah will be inhabited forever, and Jerusalem through all generations. Their blood guilt, which I have not pardoned, I will pardon. The Lord dwells in Zion. Joel 3, verses 16 to 21. But mercy. There is a day of wrath, but God remembers mercy. As you know, I'm interpreting these verses not as a literal promise for Israel or Judah in some millennial kingdom. This is a permanent state. The passage here speaks of forever and so on. Now, I know that word or those words forever have various meanings. Context must decide. But there is a permanency here. The Lord's house is prosperous. A fountain will flow out of the Lord's house. I do not myself look for a time when the temple, Solomon's temple, will be rebuilt with all that that entails. I know Zion, my holy hill, Jerusalem, and Judah are mentioned, but I have argued in other discourses and in my books, and argued from the New Testament, that this must be seen by us as a spiritual time, a spiritual people, with spiritual promises. I've argued that these are the days of the new covenant. Now, what do I mean by this? Well, God is a God of judgment. He is a God of wrath. There is a final great day of judgment. There is a reckoning day with the nations. God will call all men to account. But the final note must be with Joel here, as it must be in these discourses now, one of blessings for God's people. The mercy of the Lord. Words like refuge and stronghold, verse 16. Words like dwell, verse 17 and 21. Talking about God's people, my people, my people, 16, 17. Holy is mentioned twice in verse 17. Never comes, verse 17. It's a time of prosperity and plenty, verse 18. But it's a time also when those outside of Israel, those outside of Judah, will be desolate, verse 19. It's a permanent state. Judah will be inhabited forever, and Jerusalem through all generations. A time of pardon, a time of forgiveness, the Lord dwelling among his people. Now, I know all this is old covenant language. What else can it be? Joel is living and preaching and prophesying in the days of the old covenant. So naturally he talks about the temple. Naturally he talks about milk and water and ravines being blessed. There's no doubt about it. It's deserts blossoming and so on. Hills flowing with milk. Mountains dripping with new wine. Judah, the ravines running with water, even in the driest places. Of course it's Old Covenant language. Of course it's Old Covenant blessings. But the prediction is the days of the New Covenant. These are spiritually to be understood. I believe it, even in the days of the Old Covenant, much of this is figurative. But nevertheless, spiritual now, not just simply figurative. Zion, Jerusalem, the Israel of God, 1 Peter chapter 2, we are the Israel of God. We are the people of God. 1 Thessalonians 3 verse 2, we are the true circumcision. Romans 2, 28, 29, and so on. This is the blessings of the gospel. This is what is to be found in Christ. Satisfaction, pleasure, plenty, permanence, refuge. A refuge for sinners, the gospel makes known. Hebrews chapter 6 and so on. A stronghold, a mighty refuge is our God. A mighty tower, a mighty stronghold, a defense in all times. Then you shall know. Then you shall know. Verse 17. Then you will experience. We may know it in the head, but now we shall know. Believers know. They enjoy. They have personal experience. They know the Lord their God dwells in Zion. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Then, in that day, now this is the day, we shall know now. In that day, the blessing will come. You may say, well, these are earthly blessings. I believe that they do contain earthly blessings. I believe there is a new heaven and a new earth. I believe that the blessings are spiritual, but the permanent state, which this is also speaking of, the permanent state of the glories of the gospel, are both earthly and heaven. There is a new heaven and a new earth. We shall dwell in that new heaven and a new earth. The Jehovah's Witnesses have got it wrong. We're not looking, I'm not looking, just merely for heaven. It's a new heaven and a new earth. But it's not simply earth. It's spiritual. It's God being among his people. It's pardon, it's forgiveness, it's rejoicing in Christ. I see all that in Old Covenant terms, in Old Covenant language here. But I see those who are outside it too. Egypt, Edom, desert, desolate, and forever. I see, therefore, it's the same old gospel story, as this book is shown, as the whole book of the Bible shows, as every portion of the Bible shows. There are these two peoples, those who are in Adam and those who are in Christ. Those who are saved in the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting in him, those who refuse him. Those walking in darkness, those walking in light. Those who are near, those who are far off. Sheep and goats, left hand and right hand. On the broad or the narrow way. Which is it for you, my friend? Are you trusting in the merits, blood and righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you turned from your sins and looking to him? Then you will know, then you are knowing, the blessing of God. And one day, when Christ comes, and there's a new heaven and a new earth, you will know it forever, and the bliss will be indescribably good and great and glorious. But unbeliever, you are afar off from God now, but this is the day of mercy. All day long, God is still stretching out his hands to a disobedient people, even to you. The goodness of God, Romans 2:4, is leading you to repentance. Will you not yield to that goodness of God? Will you not come into Christ now? Will you not call upon the name of the Lord and be saved? Do you want to be shut out of his presence and deserted and in darkness forever? No. Then call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. And I urge you, do it now. Look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. So wherever you are hearing my words, God is crying to you. Japan, Russia, America, South Africa, South America, wherever it might be. Whoever and everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And that includes you. So call and enjoy now and know now that God is a mighty refuge, a pardoning God. Who is a pardoning God like thee, or who has grace so rich and free? Come and prove it true now. The day of mercy, the day of grace is here, but the day of judgment is coming. So I urge you, call to Jesus now. Now.